She leaned back in her chair.
So then why does your father call electricity lightning?
Aren't they the same thing? Asked Zack, trying to hide his contempt.
Well, yes, of course, but so father calls it lightning to emphasize how dangerous it is and how ephemeral, said Zack.
Your word electricity is a lie, convincing you that because it runs through wires and shifts the on-off state of semiconductors, the lightning has been tamed and no longer poses a danger. But God says that it is in your machines that lightning is at its most dangerous, for lightning that strikes you out of the sky can only harm your body, while the lightning that has tamed you and trained you through the machines can steal your soul.
So God speaks to your father, said Agnes,
as he speaks to all men and women who purify themselves enough to hear his voice.
Has God ever spoken to you?
Zack shook his head.
I'm not yet pure.
And that's why your father whips you.
My father is God's instrument in the purification of his children.
And you trust your father always to do God's will?
My father is the purest man on earth right now.
Yet you have never trusted him enough to let him know you have a word-for-word memory. Her words struck him like a blow. She was absolutely right. Zack had heeded mother and never let father see his unnatural ability.
And why?
Not because Zack was afraid. Because mother was afraid. He had taken her faithlessness inside himself as if it were his own, and so father could not purify him. Could never purify him because he had been deceiving father for all these years. He rose to his feet.
Where are you going? Asked Agnes.
To father.
To tell him about your phenomenal memory? She asked pleasantly.
Zack had no reason to tell her anything, and so he didn't. Breidigan was waiting in the other room, blocking the door.
No, sir, he said. You're going nowhere.
Zack went back into the kitchen and sat back down at the table.
You're taking me into space, aren't you? He said.
Yes, Zack, she said. You were one of the best we've ever tested.
I'll go with you, but I'll never fight for you, he said.
Taking me is a waste of time.
Never is a long time, she said.
You think that if you take me far enough from Earth, I'll forget about God.
Not forget, she said. Perhaps you'll transform your understanding.
Don't you understand how dangerous I am? Said Zack.
We're actually counting on that, she said.
Not dangerous as a soldier, he said. If I go with you, it will be as a teacher.
I'll help the other children in your battle school see that God does not want them to kill their enemies.
No, we're not worried about you converting the other kids, said Agnes.
You should be, said Zack.
The word of God has power unto salvation, and no power on earth or in hell can stand against it.
She shook her head. I might worry, she said, if you were pure. But you're not.
So what power will you have to convert anybody? She piled up the test booklets and stuffed them in the briefcase with the blocks and the recorder. I have it on tape, she said loudly, for Breidigan to hear. He said, I'll go with you. Breidigan came into the kitchen.
Welcome to battle school, soldier.
Zack did not answer. He was still reeling from what she had said.
How can I convert anyone when I'm still impure myself?
I have to talk to father, said Zack.
Not a chance, said Agnes.
It's the impure Zechariah Morgan that we want, not the pure one who confessed everything to his father. Besides, we don't have time to wait for another set of lash wounds to heal.
Breidigan laughed harshly. If that bastard raises his hand against this boy one more time, I'll blast it off.
Zack whirled on him, filled with rage.
Then what would that make you?
Bridegain only kept on laughing. It would make me what I've always been, a bloody-minded soldier. My job is defending the helpless against the cruel. That's what we're doing, fighting the Formics. And it's what I'd be doing if I took off your father's hands up to the elbows. In reply, Zek recited from the Book of Daniel. A stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them in pieces. Without hands. A neat trick, said Bridegain. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth, said Zek. He's got the whole King James Version by heart, said Agnes. And in the days of these kings, recited Zek, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. They're going to love him up in battle school, said Bridegain. So Zek spent that Christmas in space, heading up to the station that housed battle school. He did nothing to cause disturbance, obeyed every order he was given. When his launch group first went into the battle room, Zek learned to fly just like all the others. He even pointed his weapon at targets that were assigned. It took quite a while before anyone noticed that Zek never actually hit anybody with his weapon. In every battle, he was 0 for 0. Statistically, he was the worst soldier in the history of the school. In vain did the teachers point out that it was just a game. "Neither shall they learn war anymore," quoted Zek in return. "I will not offend God by learning war." They could take him into space. They could make him wear the uniform. They could force him into the battle room, but they couldn't make him shoot. It took many months, and they still wouldn't send him home, but at least they left him alone. He belonged to an army. He practiced with them, but on every battle report, he was listed with 0 effectiveness. There was no soldier in the school prouder of his record.